about my problem and you will help me look. I sat on bar stools explaining my problem. I sat on buddy's couches explaining my problem, giving it a name, giving it a position in my life, like wife, mother, brother, sister, employer. I have described my problem and you've helped me dissect them. When all along, it was inside. That's the really good news. But I got no clue of that this morning when I'm in the treatment center. When I'm looking at these questions and they say, have you ever drank in the morning? And I can't make myself check a box because you're going to draw conclusions about me based on how I check this box. How can you do that without context? How can you do that without me explaining it? And part of the problem is I think I know what you're asking. I mean, I had questions about the questions. I said, so what do you mean morning? Which to me is an extremely, it's an entirely valid question because I think you're asking me if I'm that guy that's got to, wake up in the morning and reach over and grab a half pint off the nightstand and take a pull off of it just to be able to get to the bathroom, just to be able to fight the shakes off, maybe just to be able to get back to sleep. And certainly I've done that a few times, but not so often I'm going to check it on this test. But what if I'm out at a very nice establishment at, 2 or 3 a.m. at closing time, at last call? Is that morning drinking? And if I don't explain the difference to you, you might think I'm like that guy. Have you ever drank alone? Yeah, but they left. You ever just look around and go, whoa, it was a party just a minute ago. But again, I think I know what they're asking, right? I think they're asking me if I'm that guy that's got to come home and close the door and lock it and pull the shades and used to be unplug the phone, now just put it on silent or turn it off and kind of drink in isolation and hide from the world. And certainly I had done that a number of times. But not so often I'm going to check in on that test. And there's another kind of alone drinking that I did, I'm a guy that had to drink to go drinking. Because I got to show up ready to play. So I can't go anywhere sober. So I got to warm up and get it going. And our book calls alcohol, one of the things, roles that it played for me was social lubricant. And I mean, I really get that. It's almost like I'm oiling up. And I can move easily amongst you when I'm oiled up. There's no friction. There's no pushback. I'm navigating through. But without that social lubricant, I am so hyper self-conscious, so hyper self-aware, so insecure that I feel like the ball in the pinball machine. And I feel like I'm just going through life like this, start, stop, start, stop. Now, what I would tell you is I don't believe that anyone would have described me as feeling that way. And I think someone else spoke to it earlier in the weekend. My job was to not let you catch me feeling that way. So my job was to act like a guy would act if he were confident, to act like a guy would act if he were personable and gregarious and at ease and confident. And to act like that is exhausting. To act, that act of will, that full use of willpower, to try to not let you discover how I feel, how uncertain, unprepared I feel. Bill does so many writings about actors and plays, especially in the 12 and 12, and one of the lines is, we're like actors in a play who've forgotten our lines. And boy, that struck me. That's how I felt. I'm like this actor that I'm in this play in what he would call around the third step in this drama of life. And I don't know my lines, but I can't let you know I don't know them. So I've got to act like a guy who knows them. I'm improvising all the time, and it seems like you're scripted. Seems like you know. Now, what I know now is that the truth is a ton of people feel that, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, a ton of people have those insecurities and those feelings, that social anxiety sometimes. I think it is, our book says that we alcoholics are sensitive people. I was sober several years before I realized that's not a compliment. I should have picked up on it right away because the next line refers to it as a crippling handicap, but I just stop when it feels good, but I'm sensitive, I'm hypersensitive.